Harris White is a sixth form student at New College Worcester who has a passion for books and reading. And judging by the speech she gave at this year's Silip Carnegie Awards ceremony, she also has a very bright future ahead of her. She quite blew the audience away with her passion and eloquence.
From a very young age, books and stories have had a huge impact on me. I believe that reading books has shaped my life and helped me to become who I am today. I also believe that books give people opportunities to learn new things about themselves and the world around them. The growth of a person is aided by reading, and because books were available to me, I was able to enjoy them and be inspired by them. The pure enjoyment which a book can bring can be shared with everyone, from a 5-year-old child to an 80-year-old. I believe there is a book out there for everyone, regardless of their ability. Books enabled me to gain self-awareness and self-confidence and taught me empathy through reading about different perspectives of characters. However, what I enjoy the most about reading is the ability to be transported to different places by the author. Even if a book is realistic and not full of magic, for me, the words on the page are just as magical as any fantasy story. When I read a book, I can escape from reality and focus purely on the words crafted by the author. I first started Carnegie shadowing in my year 7 when I was 12 years old. I remember being curious as I was part of New College Worcester's reading group and had heard about this experience from the older members of the group. However, my first year of shadowing was a challenge, but a fulfilling one overall. Before starting the shadowing process, I firmly stuck to similar genres of books. Taking part in the Carnegie shadowing encouraged me to read books outside of my comfort zone. I feel that if I hadn't participated in shadowing, I wouldn't be able to read the range of different books that I do today. I have participated in Carnegie shadowing for 6 years now, and each year I look forward to both the long list and the short list of books being released. The experience of shadowing encourages me to discuss the books on the list with my peers, and the sharing of books with other people, I believe, is a positive experience. In our reading group discussions, we consider topics brought up in the books on the list, such as human rights. As a group of visually impaired readers, we believe that it is important that the Carnegie books and any other book should be produced in accessible formats. Some of us use large print to read, and some of us read in Braille. Books should be accessible because people of a similar age to us are able to access them easily. Books are beautiful, creative, and always give important messages. We believe that we should share in this experience of enjoying a book. Any person, no matter what their ability, should be offered the chance to access a book. Books are often inspirational and can help people learn through enjoyment. Young people with a visual impairment are not able to learn to spell as their peers do. Sighted young people are able to look around wherever they walk and glance at road signs, posters, and signs on doors. This helps them to learn how to spell. However, visually impaired people are not able to see these signs. This makes learning how to spell and read a more difficult process. If more books are produced in accessible formats, such as Braille, then people with a visual impairment will have more of an advantage whilst learning to spell. Although audiobooks are easily accessed and enjoyed by many, it doesn't help with learning to spell. Not only will young people be benefiting from the enjoyment of books, but their education will develop twofold. Overall, Carnegie shadowing has taught me to step out of my comfort zone and read books I may not choose to read. And I have learned to value others' opinions of books. Every person may have a different opinion or viewpoint of a book, and they may not necessarily match my own. Carnegie shadowing teaches me life lessons through the books on the lists, but also gives me the opportunity to interact with fellow readers. For my reading group and me, Carnegie shadowing is a very important and fulfilling experience. Thank you.
And Karis gave up her lunch hour to join me down the line from New College Worcester. Karis White, welcome to Read On.
Thank you.
That was quite a speech at the Silip Carnegie Awards ceremony. How did you get involved in the Carnegie Shadowing Project?
So I attend New College Worcester for the blind, and I started in my year seven, and I was a really kind of enthusiastic member of the reading group there. I was welcomed in with open arms, and they said that there's this scheme called Carnegie Shadowing, and all the older students had done it every single year. And I said, ooh, I'd love to get involved. And that was my first year, so it was 6 years ago, and everyone encouraged me to read the books on the list. I can't actually remember what they were because it was so long ago, but yeah, and that was where it all started, really.
That's quite a number of books each year, isn't it?
Yes, I don't always read all of them, especially last year, because I took my GCSEs last year, so I didn't manage to read many last year. But yeah, there are so many on there.
And how big is the group?
It changes from year to year because obviously students leave and students come. At the moment, it's about six or seven students.
And are you reading in all different formats?
Yes, so some use large print, some use audio, some use Braille like me. So yeah, it's a really wide range of formats.
Do you prefer to read in Braille rather than listen to the talking book version, do you?
Yes, although I like to get both perspectives. So I read in Braille, and then sometimes if I really enjoy a book, I'll listen to it, just because it's such a different experience. And I think the way you experience a book is so much in the way that you read it or listen to it, and I think that's really important.
How do you think it's changed the way you read?
I was a really kind of stubborn reader, in a sense of that I stuck to really similar genres, such as the typical teenage girl books like Jacqueline Wilson. And I just think that it gave me the opportunity to read broadly, you know, read out of my comfort zone, read books I would not necessarily go, oh, I'll pick that up and have a read. Whereas now, when I'm not Carnegie Shadowing, I'm really open-minded when it comes to books. And so I can go, ooh, that sounds interesting. I'll give that a read, even though I'm not so sure if I'll like it. I think it just gives me more open-mindedness, really.
And you also said it's given you insight into things that you might not otherwise have thought of.
Yes, definitely. You know, there's so many things that books can teach you, and so many perspectives that you can read from, and you know, so I just think that it's such an amazing opportunity to be able to learn about different historical periods, say, or different ethnic groups, things like that. And I think I wouldn't have learned that if I hadn't started reading and doing Carnegie Shadowing, because the books on the list are so broad in what they represent.
Especially this year. I mean, they kind of took you all over the world, didn't they?
Definitely, yeah.
Were there any outstanding books for you this year?
I loved The Hate U Give. That was my winner. In my eyes, it was my winner. It was the first one I read, and I just loved it. It gripped me. And then I really enjoyed Saint Death. And that was a shock to me, because I didn't actually think I'd enjoy it from the blurb, but I was determined to read it. And it shocked me, because I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
It was quite a visceral, violent book, St. Death, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was really, really well written, and I think that's, for me, that's what did it, because the images in it were just so clear and vivid.
What was it particularly about The Hate U Give that moved you quite so much?
The sense of injustice that's kind of throughout the book, and it really challenged my morals as a young white person, like, because the main character, Star, is black, and the things that she's discussing are quite deep. And I just never had thought about racism from a black young person's perspective ever. Like, I'd never read a book quite like The Hate U Give. And I think the thing with Star, I mean, it was Star, really, that did it for me. Her voice was just so strong as a character, and she just kept the story going. And she was so relatable, even though, you know, she's a different race to me, and she went through a lot, you know, a really horrible situation. She was, at the end of the day, a normal teenage girl. And the fact that she integrated with white people and had a white boyfriend made me connect with her even more. Despite the fact that she was treated badly by white people, she still had no prejudice. And I just think it made me challenge my morals, because at the end of the day, if I'd have seen a news report on the TV about a black supposed drug dealer, I would have just shrugged my shoulders and gone, oh yeah, well, he probably, you know, not deserved it as such, but he had it coming.
And I just didn't realise how much the media twists things, how racist the media can be and how prejudiced they can be. And it just makes me be a lot more open-minded when I read an article or see something on the TV now.
Will you be taking part in the shadowing group next year when you're doing your A-levels?
Yes, yeah, I should be. I don't think I'll maybe manage to read as many as I did this year. But if I can, I will. I'll definitely be reading one or two. And even when I leave, because I leave my school next year, because it's my last year of A-levels, I think I will always shadow. I will always look out for the list. And even if I just read one or two of the books on there, just so it, yeah, I think it will keep my childhood going, really, I think.
That's a lovely way of putting it. And what next? Will you study English at university, become an author?
Yeah, actually, I really, really want to do an English literature degree at university because I'm taking English A-level at the moment, along with drama and sociology. And yeah, I think it's such an interesting and broad subject. I don't think I'd want to be an author. I'm being very open-minded at the moment with my career path because I think English literature offers you such a broad range of jobs and job opportunities. But I really like the idea of being a teacher, secondary school students. So yeah, that's something that really interests me.
So outside the Philip Carnegie list, who are your favourite authors?
Well, this is going to sound very generic, but obviously J.K. Rowling, definitely. Harry Potter is just, yeah, I have no words. I love Frances Harding. Again, I discovered her through the Carnegie, actually. I've read a few of Carlo Tosini's books at the moment. I've been getting into those. I don't really have a specific author or genre that I read. I just love books in general.
And I hear that you actually got to show Frances Harding round New College Worcester.
I did, yeah, and it was the most amazing day. I mean, I was just so shocked, and the fact that I was meeting her, and she gave an amazing talk to our whole school. It was just so wow, yeah.
Well, Karis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.